Yud-Zayin Av, Wednesday, 17th of August. Hilchas Tefillin, the do's and don'ts, Rabbi Shlomo Kalisman.
Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayis in the fourth parak. Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayis in the fourth parak in Menachas says that why don't we find Mishnayis that discuss the Indian of Tefillin? We don't find too many Mishnayis that discuss the Halachas of Tefillin. Don't you be Reish, don't you be Yad? Why not? It should be full Masechta on Tefillin. That's what we would have thought. And the Rambam says because Hilchas Tefillin, everybody knows basic Hilchas Tefillin. We're giving Tefillin when we're bar mitzvah, and we know basically more or less what to do with Shal Yad, Shal Reish. So when I decided to talk about this topic, I thought for sure that the room would be empty. I figured Hilchas Tefillin, we know. Rambam already told us that we know Hilchas Tefillin, so we have to try to satisfy tonight. The Gam, the Rambam told us that these are Dvarim Pshutim and Brurim, so I guess we'll call this the Shir Chazara on all the Inyanim that maybe we knew already, we knew from a very long time, from our Bar Mitzvah. We'll try to chazar all these Inyanim. Some of them, most of them will be Dvarim Pshutim to everyone, at least Baruch Hashem. I see that my children are here, so I see the and other children are here, so we have at least Chach, we have the preparatory for the Bar Mitzvah stage. They definitely need the Hakdama, the course in Hilchas Tefillin. The Maisa, the Indian of Tefillin, just to understand the Gevaldik Eschus that we have every morning to give ourselves that recharge button when we put on the Tefillin, the Hevek Tefillin Shal Yav Shal Reich. We are surrounded in the Parshis of Tefillin, Parshis Eker, Parshis Eschonen. We're surrounded. Eighth Mitzvah, the Gemara Menachas Daf Mem Dalet on the base. The Gemara says that a person who does the word Tefillin Chalil, he's over on eighth Aseid, and he's Mekayim eighth Aseid if he puts it on. Fourth of the Tefillin Shal Yav, fourth of the Tefillin Shal Reich, Parshis Bay, Parshis Eschonen, Parshis Eker, twice in Parshis Bay, eighth Mitzvah. Brother Bacher called me 2 weeks ago, he was in an airport, and he only had the Tefillin Shal Yav with him because the Tefillin Shal Reish realized there was a problem with the Tefillin Shal Reish. He was all by himself and he called. Tefillin, the cell phones he has, Tefillin he doesn't have. So he called me, I want to know what to do. I told him to put on the Tefillin Shal Yav. Even the Tefillin Shal Yav you can put on without the Tefillin Shal Reish. The Tefillin Shal Reish you can put on without the Tefillin Shal Yav. It's two separate mitzvahs. Four mitzvahs Yav, four mitzvahs Reish. You can put them both on, but I'll put them. We see there are eight mitzvahs that we are zayecha to every morning that when we put on our Tefillin, number one. Number two, the Gemara Brachos on the family of the base brings down Maisa. Rabbi saw Abaye. He saw that Abaye was a little bit too frightened. He looked a little bit too happy. So he said to him, Bosse, it's a bunch of tuva. A little bit too much. So Rabbi said to him, don't worry, I'm wearing tefillin. He's going to say, don't worry, I'm not Chalila going to come to the Chassanis. I know there's a certain Kaibet Reish, which Mr. Shem, we have to talk about today. I know that I'm not going to lose myself because I'm wearing tefillin. So Rabbeinu Yoyla on the page, right behind the Rabbeinu Yoyla. Why was he so happy then? He answered us that, don't worry, I'm not going to get carried away. But why Taka was Rabbi such a afraid of Chabud? Why? Because he was wearing tefillin. Because he was being the Kaim 8 mitzvahs. He was getting his recharge button to go out into the world. The Shulchan Aruch, considering Chafei Nitziv Hei, tells us, what is that recharge button that he puts on every single morning? Goes out into the world. Tefillin is our protection, our shmira. The Chinuch tells us that we need a shmira before we go out into the world. The Rebbeinu Shemoyim gave us constant shmira. He gave us the mezuzah, he gave us the tzitzis. He saw it wasn't enough. Oh, there's a gevaldik gemara medrash. The medrash says, by the Mekayshus Eitzim, because they'll tell us the Mekayshus Eitzim, the Moshe Avedu. It's really the emes in the Tana, the Be'el Yo. Rav Anan heard it from his Chavrus Elio Handor. He asked him, what was my high? Why high with the Mekayshus Eitzim? What happened? So I told him, listen, Moshe Avedu asked that Kashi Shari. This is the Lashon in the Tana Be'el Yo. Moshe Avedu does take effect. It's like there, the Pshad is the day before, he had his tefillin every single day, and on Shabbos he didn't have his shmira of the tefillin. He lost that shmira to be able to go out into the world and go out to the Eilam Hazeh and fight. He didn't have it. It was Shabbos. He didn't have tefillin. So the Rebbeinu Shalom said, oh, I'm giving the mitzvah tzitzis. Because you have to be constantly surrounded with these shmiras. And the Chinuch said, that's why we have these shmiras. Because we have to have this constant reminder of going out into the world. Shulchan Aruch and Simin Chafei Sifei. I think it's a Musa Sefer. Shulchan Aruch passes things like this. He says, he puts on his tefillin. He has to have kavana. Number one, of course, the regular kavana, mitzvah tzitzis kavana. He put on his tefillin every single morning. The regular kavana, mitzvah tzitzis kavana. No, the Chayotim says, even if he did, can we say Chalila? We pass in mitzvah tzitzis kavana is the Eisah. We pass in other Eisahs for sure. You have to have kavana. You say Chas V'Shalom, there's a lot of Yidin that didn't know this. And Chalila, could you say that they weren't? Yeah, he said, so this is Chayotim. Is there any mitzvah which screams kavana? And why is he putting these black boxes on his head? What's he doing? Either he's a Meshugina or he's an Erlich Hayid, a Tzaddik. So we'll assume that if he's doing it, he must be an Erlich Hayid, a Tzaddik. And that screams, yes, kavana. But if Adel, the Chalila, passing through Mishnah Brun, Simon Chavei, he should have kavana. The Chalila should have kavana. But what other kavana? kapalas. Look, fun. I'm doing this because this is the ratzin of the boy v'yoyva. Goes on the Shulchan Aruch, says over here, anybody who says l'shem yichud, he's zeichet to know this every morning. I'm being mechazig myself in yichud Hashem. And the Bach says that's ma'akev. Well, I'm tiyeh toydes Hashem beficha. If the Torah writes in the posk itself, the tam of the mitzvah, you have to have that kavana. So I'm being mechazig myself in yichud Hashem. I'm being mechazig myself in Beinu Shom Tukas Alam Mitzvahim, says the Shulchan Aruch. I'm mechazig myself every time I put my tefillin on in the morning, is the kol yachud. I'm being mechazig myself. What he goes right before he goes into the world, and goes into a world that says, hey, poof, okay, from everything that we're thinking. He says, nay, there's a boy may I want. There's a constant hashkacha. This is just Mitzrayim. And then afterward he says, I am a shabed my lay. My mitzvahimis are the mitzvahimis of the Rebbeinu Shalayim. That's what he does when he puts on his tefillin shalyah. I am a shabed my lay. My lay, my desires of what the Rebbeinu Shalayim wants. And then he puts on his tefillin shalyah. He's mishabed my mayach. I will think differently than all of those around me. I will not think like them. I'll be mishabed my thoughts, my hashkachas, my ideas into the way the Rebbeinu Shalayim wants me to think. He does this every morning. You can't go out into the world. You cannot go out into the world without this. How can a Yid walk out into the world? A world that thinks different with us. He has to do this every morning. And the Shabbos says, that's what you're doing. A person who's Zaycha, he says, oh, L'Shem Yichud, but there are different types. Sometimes you have a L'Shem Yichud. Two types of people sometimes say L'Shem Yichud. I had to once sell hummus. I once sold hummus. So, yeah, you know, I was talking to a Rav. He was telling me, you have to know one thing when you sell chametz. You have to explain. Selling chametz, you have to explain what you're doing. You know, sometimes the person doesn't know. They think, who knows, they think maybe you're buying the chametz. They don't know. They told me, one time he was selling the chametz. So he was explaining to an Abd al-Mana. He was explaining to her, what is it exactly what's going on when you sell the chametz? So he starts explaining to her, I'm not buying it, I'm selling it. Kids, after she's sitting there listening like this and like this, afterward when he finishes, she says, the Rav Shinga ended? You finished? And he says, yeah. It's like, oh, may, Mr. Shambai, I, you too, you should also have lachas and zimbras also. You should also have this. That's, she doesn't know what's going on. Sometimes we say in the morning, we're thinking Dortmund in the business transaction, and sometimes we're thinking about schnitzel, and sometimes we're thinking about carpool, or thinking about this. When we think for 2 seconds, think for a minute, I've been shopping my day, that's the whole purpose of this feeling. And this is not that there's some head on my day, they're saying, Shukhanar, that's what I do when I put on my tefillin every morning. Let me invite him. The Shlach brings down, and he has a little sefer called a Sefer Tefillin. This is Tefillin. He wrote it to his son. It's about a 40-page, and old ones now, it might be much more. It's about a 40-page country. It's filled with all of the, you know, integral Kabbalahs and Zohars that he wrote to his 13-year-old son to teach him, you know, the basic ideas, what he needs to know he's putting on Tefillin. And he writes over there one of the most integral Chalak, and he says over there, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately, this is my name. So look there, so what do we do? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. He said, don't worry, we have a minion. Don't worry, we have a hush. We have that in the Chama. What's in the Chama? We have a mini base hamikdash. He writes, what's the mini base hamikdash? Tefillin. And he says, he has his rayas. One of the rayas brings from the Zayar, obviously. And one of the rayas, he says, we put on tefillin. We say, Baruch Shem Kibayim Malchus Lelam Vayim. And then I talk him that there's a bracha of a tala every single morning. I talk him, that's why we do it, because there's a shayla in the bracha. But if we do it, that means the ifr psah is that we're supposed to make a bracha, which of course we make a bracha. So then what does it mean, Ashkenazim, we make a bracha? We say, Baruch Shem Kibayim Malchus Lelam Vayim. So okay, you're in the base hamikdash when you put on your tefillin. You're inside base hamikdash. We need that reminder, number one. Number two, afterward, now that you're in Beis HaMikdash, go right away and say Korbanos, because the first thing you have to put on your tefillin is you have to say the Korbanos, because now you're in the Beis HaMikdash. He goes on, Rabbi Sahi, he takes it very, very seriously, the Vilna Goyim. Also, in one place, the Vilna Goyim is quoting, that is the Shulchan Aruch and Simin, Kof Es, he brings down and sees Gimel, I think it was. Minin HaChasidim is to kiss their tefillin. We'll speak about this soon in Mitzvah. To kiss their tefillin before, to kiss their tefillin after. The Goyim says, where's this come from? The kiss the tefillin. The guy wants to lie to everything. We would say it's straight on the Yiddish hearts. You kiss the tefillin. You pick up the tefillin. You kiss the tefillin. The guy wants to lie. So the guy brings a lie from a Gemara. The guy in Sukkah. The Gemara says when they used to leave the Beis HaMikdash, when they used to leave the Mizbeach, the Gemara says they would kiss the Mizbeach. Yoyfi lucham Mizbeach. Even after they left the Mizbeach, they would say Yoyfi lucham Mizbeach. They would have a hit or an avat to the Mizbeach even after they would leave. I was thinking, well, ask me. Maybe that's the job. The Shlach just told, I have hush shot in the guy. Is the guy saying, you know, there's a connection, a chibah b'mitzvahs. We kiss the mizbeach like we, just like we kiss the mizbeach, we kiss our tefillin. We, according to the Shlach, it's kibshutah. That's the base of mitzvah. That's the base of mitzvah. The tefillin shall God, the tefillin shall Roish. So we have already a gemara Bereshit that says we kiss the Mizbeach. Oh, so I kiss my tefillin, that's kissing the Mizbeach, and kissing the tefillin, and kissing the yad. That's made it. Rabbi said, what a year is Eichet to? Every single morning. And this Abaisai, this mitzvah, Ikara, has protim halachas against Simin from Simin Chafei all the way to Simin Mendalin and Shochanar. Today we'll try to go through whatever we can. A mini chazara of this great mitzvah. The emissaries will start.
Below
the rock, sorry?
Below.
The Rosh says in Simin Kodches, a Lashon that I have to say, obviously I'm not a bop in all the Roshes and Shuvas HaRosh, but I know for sure the Rosh doesn't say this anywhere else in Kol HaTorah Kula, because the Rosh writes words that he says, this is the most important mitzvah. What and why and when you're allowed to say that, I'm not giving the rules right now, but I know for sure he doesn't say it anywhere else, because then he would lose the credence over here. But the Rosh writes that this is the most important mitzvah, as I write the Rosh, but he writes in the Shoinis, which I have to tell him, this is not the Rosh, La'achar Meyeh Ve'etzim. Ayid is going to come to Shemayim. He's going to be a Beinoni. He's not the Rosh we all. He's going to be a Beinoni. And he's going to need a mitzvah to be machriya the scale. He'll need something to tip the scale. He's not the Rosh. Don't worry. If you're an Erlich Ayid and you put tefillin on every single day, tefillin will tip the scale. Half of a tefillin. You understand what we're talking about here? So we have to know when we go in the morning. You know, I had a topic this morning. I'm learning a little bit through Hilchos Tefillin, and I see there's a Kavachayim. He brings down all these things up. He says, look, when you put on your tefillin, you look at the left side first. See the four-sided shin, and then afterward you look at the right side as you're putting on the tefillin. So he says it's not a hefsek. We'll see soon about that. First you look at the left side with the four-sided shin, then the right side with the three-sided shin. I think to myself, should I say this? Should I not say this? Kabbalah, what's binich? I can tell people you have to do these things. And then I thought to myself, chashiv, it'll slow him down a moment for a second in the morning to realize you're putting on tefillin. You're connecting yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You are right now being mishaved your lev. Oh, sorry, you're already up to the mayach. And what the person is doing when he's putting on his tefillin, he's connecting. And the Chasam Sefer writes in one place, you know what you're doing when you're putting on tefillin? Chasam Sefer, garden in an agav, in a tshuva, in kufpei, hey, Chasam Sefer says over there, he says, when you put your tefillin on, you're connecting, you're making a band and a path. I'm showing the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm with you. Right? The Chasam, we talked about tzitzit, the Chasam Sefer says it's my tefillin. And once I put on my tefillin, the Ribbono Shel Olam puts on his tefillin. Both of us are connected. I have my tefillin, he has his tefillin. You connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're set for the day. So this is what we do every morning when we put on our tefillin. All that's left is to do the actual halachas. What do we do? Halacha l'maisa. So then this is the Shulchan Aruch halachas. The Shulchan Aruch tells us you go to shul, simin chafesi based. You go to shul. This is really based on a zayir. They say it's over here. Brings a lot of zayir. You go to shul, muchtar in talis and tefillin with the keser. Tefillin zupeir because it's tefillin. That's our covenant. That's our glory. The halak of tefillin. He wears the tefillin with a gansa gaiva, and he walks to shul. He's got his talis. He's got his tefillin, he's muchter in the tefillin, he's got a malach that Zayah says on one side that says, ah, Yehi wants it, you should be Zayah to have a day with Shemitah, and the Rebbeinu Shalom should protect you, and it should be like this every day. And the malach HaRoah, I don't know, to say malach HaRoah in the Nilcha Shabbos, but the malach HaRoah has to say, amen, begrudgingly. He has to say, amen, what can he do? He has no choice but to say, amen. And the Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch brings this down, the halacha, you should go to Shul muchter in talis and tefillin. Now we know how strong this minig was that the Arizal, because the Arizal wanted to get this mila of being muchter in talis and tefillin, coming to Shul crowd with his talis and tefillin. So it was more important to him. He didn't want to put on the talis and tefillin without making a bracha. So he wanted to put it on the proper time, which was, it's a little bit after the Zman of Alois. Everyone knows it's a little bit after the Zman of Alois. And the Meila, because of that, the Arizal wasn't Zaycha to get the Meila of the Asara Rishayim. Now, this rice is a great pattern because there are other heathen in Sfas that they came into the shul and they didn't. We have lots of tashes on this. Why can't you just come to shul, step outside, and then put the talis and tefillin on? And the Arizal telling us something over there. No, you got to walk the shul wearing the talis and tefillin. The nice the Puchacha says, no. The Asara Rishayim, that's a very Alocha in the Gemore. That's a din in the Gemore. That you gotta get. You have to get. If you want to get that, that's a bigger milo. It's but what I wanted to show the oilam. Nowadays, kimat, we don't do this in the streets of England. You're going to be mukhtar with your talis and tefillin. Later, you're going to come to shul with the keser. I don't know what will happen by the time you get to shul. Also, this the Kavachayim already says. He says also we have problems. We have priests. Sometimes we have kinoch. We have dirt. We have smells. We have this. We have that. And we have the goyim and this. So we can't do this. To whatever extent we could be Bekayim, it's like a Eligim Shabura. No, like according to the Paiskin, at least, you know, before he walks into the shul, maybe in the Chotzer, I always tell Bachram and Yeshiva. Yeshiva. Why not? You know, about the bus, not so easy. You have to walk through the streets. There's garbage, there's this, there's whatnot. Oh, you're a bother. Go down, you put your tefillin, you put it on downstairs. I tell Bacham there in camp. I tell Bacham, put it on. A person who's, it can go into the chutzah of the base Knesset, and he can come on muchter in his house and tefillin. Why shouldn't he try to get back to Zalda Kimayo? Then again, right. Got it. Get this hair gish up. Today, Baruch Hashem, I was there at Davin, and I saw the minute before me where I was putting on my talisman filling in a different room. I see there was a bar mitzvah bacher. You can see, you go look at a bar mitzvah bacher, you'll get a physic how to put on filling. I think, I was figuring the arm, we'll talk about that in a moment. Abba puts it on, it's such an avo. He's right, we're wrong. I think we're trying to teach the bar mitzvah boys today. No, they should be teaching us. The avo that they have for the mitzvah, so we gotta get a physic. They gotta see these things, you know? Next time you go, just as you hear that somebody, a bar mitzvah boy, is putting on a tefillin, you go, go watch. Go watch! It's a great chizik for us all. Now, we'll go for Seder. Well, let's put our tefillin on, make tefillin about Seder. Again, I tell you a little more down the again, some of these things might sound like worm shooting, but we'll go for Seder from when we take our tefillin out of the bag. We take our tefillin out, that's already a whole parasha. We didn't put our tefillin in the bag, but that's, we don't have time today. He puts his tefillin on. He puts his tefillin on, the tefillin shall get. Where do you put them on? Where do you put the tefillin? Where's the tefillin shall get? So this is Ben Nissi Gemara. The Gemara says, Gemara's in Menachos, Gemara's in Daf Lamedayin. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, Vayu l'tayt v'shay from the ice, I'll get echa. So the Gemara, yadecha? Yadecha? Zu kipoyis. That's the kipoyis. What's a kipoyis? So Tosfos is on the page, he's quoting Rabbeinu Tam. He says kibayis means kfutzas baser, a part of the arm which has a fat to it. A part of the arm that was actually a rishon that held it meant over here. Right? It was a rishon that meant over here, because the word yad, you can understand, this is a very, very confusing word. Maybe yad means over here, and there were some stukim that paskins like that. Amen. Yad means over here, but we know, of course, Chazal tell us that's not what it means. Yadecha means zu kibayis. What is kibayis? Says Tosfos, kibayis is kfutzas baser. Some fat of the baser. Let's see what that is in a moment. Then the Gemara gives us another hint where exactly the tefillin go. The Gemara tells us that it's the santem, the sima of the tefillin has to be connected levavchem. It's connected your heart. It's connected the leif. Where is that? Well, you take your arm, you put it like this. You take your arm, you put this one, my arm over here, this one. You put the arm down. Where is it going to be? Connected the leif. Obviously, it's not hand. Hand is not connected the leif. This part is not connected the leif. So obviously, it's referring to over here. And this is, of course, what we know, that the makom of the tefillin, we'll call it for right now, until we get a more of a clear hargasha, the makom of the tefillin is on the bicep. That's what we'll call it right now. On the muscle. That's the kibayris. That's the makom. That's the makom of the fat. And the emesis, it's very important to get this makom extremely clear, because the mishnah so too in the tefillin shall reich, because the mishnah brura makes it extremely clear, though, that if a person is one that over the wrong way, we'll see in a moment, whether it's this way, too close to the yad, or whether it's this way, too close to even the armpit, or chalila, if it's too down, too forward by his head, or too back. Well, in all these situations, the Mishnah Berurah is very sharp. The Shaykh is quoting all of the poskim, the Magen Avraham, the Gra, everybody. They all say, Balei Shalim, like the Lashon, the Prima Gadim, it's as if it's Munach in the kiss. It's like it's in the bag. And the Taz says, no, no, no. It's not like it's in the bag. It's worse than in the bag. Because he also made a bracha about Tole, and the Kiddush Shalom Aruch brings it down that law. You have to be careful, careful where you put the tefillin. It was Maisim, the Chazayim Ish. Somebody once came to the head of the Rebbe. He said, Rebbe, I daven every morning. There's a yid, he puts on his tefillin, and we'll see soon where the makam of the tefillin shall reish is, but he puts it over here. And sometimes, never care, it's all the yid, the tefillin is like, mamash over here. I'm not, the tefillin's over here. He doesn't realize that the tefillin used to put it over here. But sometimes he had like a, he says, well, what I do? He's not yoytzeh, mamash has yoytzeh. Chazim just saw it for a minute. Chazim just said, don't tell him you're not yoytzeh. Tell him you're not yoytzeh. I'll say, I'm 10,000 years older than you are, and I remember your grandfather's grandmother. Right? Don't tell him he's not yoytzeh. Tell him like this. He said, besser azeh. Ah, besser can be besser. You cannot rule that. I can always be better. But don't tell him he's not yoytzeh. And he came back to the Chazayim, she said, wow, how do you know that? That's what you have to tell. You see, but this is something you have to tell. This is something you have to say to a yid. If you see Khalila, he's not yaitzeh. Don't tell me he's not yaitzeh. Anybody who's at the shiur tonight, I'm not saying you're not yaitzeh. I'm saying it's better, better I say, but you're not yaitzeh. So now, let's get clear where this makim is. Where is this makim of the kfutzis boss? So that means, what do I mean? Let's get clear where the makim is. So first of all, you have to know how far back. So you have to know the base Yosef brings down Rishayim Mamish from Shainis and Bezayar. Now the Chayra, the Pashtis is that when we say it's the Makam of the Bais, everyone knows we turn it a little bit toward the heart, a little bit, not straight on the muscle, we turn it a little bit, but where? How far back? So the base Yosef brings Rishayim that you can only go to the halfway point. And to make this extremely clear, your bone goes from here, from the elbow to the armpit. And you have to find the halfway point. Generally, it's when you make a muscle. When you make a muscle, generally, it's the halfway point of your muscle. Generally, embarrassed, that's where the backmost part of your psyllium can be. Now, listen closely, everybody's saying, the Vilna Gaon is chayik. The Vilna Gaon says it doesn't say that anywhere. Doesn't say it. All of the place it says, the makim kvutzas basim, the place of the where there's a lot of fat. What's that makim? That's the bicep. So it doesn't say that there's a back amount. It doesn't say anywhere that you're not allowed to put it too far back. Doesn't say it. And the Gaon is a very big kula. The Gaon holds anywhere on the bicep. Now we'll see, this going to use this later on. We'll use this that if a person has a problem, he has too big tefillin, too small hand, you know, bar mitzvah bacher. So at least we have the Gaon to be soymech. I'd rather it be further up this way than that way, because at least I have such the Gaon to be soymech on that, no, at least I have the whole muscle. But you have to know that Roy Mishayim and Achroyim and Paskin, not like this Gaon. So much so that the Mechutin of the Gaon, the Chayyadamu, gives the greatest respect to the Vilna Gaon, the greatest respect, and the Mishtabura. In the Akdamah to Sefer Mishtabura, when he quotes the Yisrael, who is the Gaon? He says he's the Oyron Shal Yisrael. Number one. Number two, it's Kedai Lachria, like the Yosef Nemon, that he is the Vilna Gaon. He's Kedai Lachria. The Afal Pike, the Mishtabura, when he comes over here in the Tefillin, he says, the Gaon is Mako. The Gaon is Mako. He's not so happy with the Gaon. The Chayyadam says, Bidiyevit, if you have no choice, you could be Slaymach on the Gaon. For example, you have a boo-boo, you have something there, you have a petza, you have something there where you can't put your tefillin. Says the Chayyadam, the Mechutin of the Gaon. He says, no, you could be Slaymach on the Gaon to put your tefillin there, don't make a bracha. So I just want to show the Olam that Le'ikr Adin, we're a little bit scared of this Shita. We want to get the tefillin to the halfway mark of my muscle. That's what we want. But the Eved, we have to know that the Gaon was Mekel. That's one Didi. Let's again invite them. Number two, what about in front? Now this is something I will tell the Olam, and again, together, we'll learn the Sugya together. This is something you think this would be Mishnayis. We said already, the Rambam told us it's not Mishnayis. You think it would be Gemara, Zachavus of the Malah, something. Where is the end point of my tefillin? You think you'd open a Mishabura. And the Shabu would say, but you tell him here, it has to go till here. Does it go to the actual arm? So now we know it doesn't, because till the elbow, excuse me, is not a kibayos, it's not a kibutzis kosin. It's not fat. Over here, it's not fat. So where is it? Is it the actual muscle? And I'll make it in terminology we can all understand. Is it when I take my arm and I make a muscle? That's 90 degrees. I make a muscle, and either the muscle is going to be further up, the start of my muscle will be further up, or no, if I leave my arm straight like this, so then where is the part of the fat going to be? It's not going to be as far up, it'll be a little bit closer. Everybody realizes there's two different mechanics. If I pick up my arm like this, so then the kfutzas buster, a strong guy like me, you can see it clear, it's bulging through the, who's laughing? Who's laughing? That wasn't the joke, I was. If it's bulging through, you see like me over here, so you can see over here, right? What does it? So when I make the muscle, it starts over here. Mashenkin, when I don't make a muscle, where does my fat start? It starts a little bit over here. Now, we know clear that everyone in this room understands already that at least the first area right over here when my arm is straight, that's for sure. If you're chilling it there, it's no good. It's a bracha levatol, because that's not a kibbutz of basa. That's not fat bichlal. That we understand. But our question is, where is that fat start? So this, again, we're going to learn together. Who wants to argue with me? I would appreciate it. But I think it's a double bar. I'm going to say, I think a chiddush. I'll explain where this chiddush comes from. But I think it's pashit, shocking, that it's when you make the muscle. Now let me explain. Why do I think it's when you make the muscle? The lashon of Tosfos, when he explains, kfutzas basar, this fat of basar. So he says, you know what that is? That fat of basar, where it starts, it's like an eshkol shel tmarim. It's like some kind of a juicy tumor, some kind of a juicy fig, a date, a big fat date. Again, unless you're like a shiny calisada, you know, and these strong men, matzovim, so you don't get a tumor, you don't get a nice fat thing unless you make a muscle. That's what I would have said, this svara. Okay. But more than just svara, is, we said before, how do I know where the makam of tefillin is? So we said the sima of the tefillin has to be connected to the lathe. No, so we know it's not the hand, because this is not connected to my lathe. And we know it's not this, because this is not connected to my lathe. We know it's not the forceps. So what's connected to my lathe? So I'm going to tell you, like, my friends, the doctors tell me that the heart is between the fifth and sixth rib. This is Gemara Chulim. I mean, the Gemara Chulim Kimat says it. It's between the fifth and sixth rib. It's an engine about it. Fifth and sixth rib. So now, just a idea. When my hand is straight like this, I'm stopping the Metzias. When my hand is like this, so then it's not going to work out. It just punches, won't work out. The fifth and sixth rib is going to be much higher up. It just won't work. Hashem, once you go like this, and you go like this, it's going to be kliklach. No matter who you are, it's going to be, this is my friend's doctor is telling me to. No matter where you are, the muscle over here is going to be bidiyuk between the fifth and sixth rib. So this is what I would have thought. Now, of course, I am saying chumrah. I want to make this clear. I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm saying chumrah. And I'll quote the lashon of the Rambam in the Beis Yosef in Zimtav Beis Sadi. He says, we're dealing with a mitzvah. Even in Yonah Yoyom Hazeh, says the Ram, when there's an Indian of taking a chance, of Yoyom Hazeh who takes a chance, he doesn't want to lose his money. It's like the Ram, kavchaymer, mitzvah. That's their attitude, right? Kavchaymer, I don't want to take a chance for the mitzvah. So it doesn't say it anywhere in the first place. But I will tell you now, I will quote what we did here from our great poiskim. The Tzadna Rebbe Zechvein and Levracha. I was told from somebody who had the Tzadna Rebbe laid the tefillin. He put the tefillin on the balcha. And they asked the Rebbe, where do I put the tefillin on? So the Tzadna Rebbe told him that you take your hand, you put it down straight, and you count four fingers. But we know that the Chofetz Chaim said that you make a muscle and you count two fingers. Same thing. There they. That's the Metzias. Because when I go down like this, that's what we start. It's much the same thing. They're saying like this. That the mocking of the tefillin, if you want to do it with four fingers down, you want to do it with two fingers up. But the point is, it's a little bit higher, Rabbi Yisai. It's a little bit higher. It's where your fat is, where you make the muscle, and it starts over here. It doesn't have to be the big muscle, Rabbi Yisai. Nobody has to go all the way like this. The point is, when you lift up your hand, and then that'll be berach, it'll be two fingers. Right? When you're going to go like this, it's going to have to be two fingers. That's what we were told when we were little kids. You make a muscle, that's what the Chofetz Chaim said. You make a muscle, and you count the fingers, and that's when you push it together. Now, anybody who's listening over here is thinking to himself, some, according to this callous fellow, you have to get small tefillin because we don't have much room. And sometimes you see a little bar mitzvah fellow darting. And he, and I tell you straight, a bar mitzvah bacher came to me right before I left Eretz Yisrael. He said to me, I can't do it. Right? He's got an arm like about yay big. Right? He's got tefillin about this big. What do I do? So I told him, you, one thing clear. I go down that way towards the elbow. No way. Bring it up further, you'll be signing on the gun. He has no choice. I think it's a riot to the gun, maybe. It's a riot to the gun because all the bar mitzvah boys have to be wearing tefillin somehow. No. They'll tell you it's not a riot. Why? Because the Mishabru in the next line says something, which again, I know this controversy developed, and I'll just say it. I'm not getting involved in the controversy. I'm just being Mavliya Bekitza, what it says in our Rebbe, in the Mishabru, what the Sadma Rebbe said, what the Graz said, what the Marsham the Das Peiris said, what, should I go on, what the Aruch HaShulchan writes, what, I didn't find anybody who doesn't say it, that it's better to have small tefillin. It's better to have small tefillin. The Sadma Rebbe's lesson was small tefillin, smaller stakes. Now again, I'm not getting involved. Somebody has a minion of big tefillin and whatnot. Fine, he has to work out with his rebbe how exactly to put on the tefillin. But at least we understand a little bit that there's a muck in where to put the small tefillin. So now we have on the tefillin shalgad. No, so I put the tefillin shalgad on. What do I do? When do I make the bracha? We might have forgotten this. I'll just say it all to us. It's a gemara in Menachas. Sometimes you see the person. Sometimes I see in my own eyes. Sometimes he's making it as he's opening up the zipper. Sometimes he's making the bracha when he's taking when it's in the hand. Sometimes he makes it like he already wraps it and you see him mumbling something. Can't be. You're not allowed to talk at that point. So what's he doing? Ah, he's making the bracha. What bracha is he making? Maybe he's making shal reish. Maybe he's making shal gad. Maybe he's making calculations. I don't know what the world's going on over there on my side. No. So I'll tell you when you're supposed to do it. In case we forgot, it's mefirish in Shulchan Aruch. It's mefirish in the Mishnah. It's mefirish in Taisus. It's going to skim out the Gemara's lashon. Only for lasi yosam. Doesn't say kaidim lasi yosam. Doesn't say kaidim says the Meiri. It says oyver lasi yosam. Oyver lasi yosam means that we put it on and we put it in the market. It's right there. It's already all we didn't do yet. Like this, it's holding right there, it's in the place where we just figured out that whole hard place that took us to find, we took the place, and now, right before we're Mahadeh, we say, Shadjan Mitzvah said the Tivanim gave us Kiddusha, and you're Mitzvah in this Halik and Mitzvah filling, and then we're going to be Meshabed our lave to you, Rebbeinu Shalom, our Mitzvah, your Mitzvah, Rebbeinu Shalom, and then we tighten it after we make the bracha, and that is the Ikra HaMitzvah. So much so, says the Rosh, you know what I do at this point? I just finished the mitzvah. I'm done. You know what I do now? I quickly put on my shel yah, on my shel roish. I quickly, right away, I put on my... What? What about the Zion Krichas? Don't you know the Abizal? Don't you know? What? No, the Rosh says, yah for this minute, this beautiful minute that I take my tefillin right after I tighten it. I make sure it's on. Sometimes you have to do two Krichas to make sure it's tight, make sure it's on. And then the Rosh went straight to the shel roish because he didn't want the hefsik. Now, we like to think, what's this hefsik? No, you're not allowed to talk because Ashkenazim, we make a bracha. No, no, no. Svardim have this hefsik too because the Balmor says that the pasuk says, Bahayo lecho le'oz. It doesn't say Bahayu, it says Bahayo. Why? Because Chazal, the teaching is over here, we want the Yad everyone shall write together. No hefsekes. Shall tell you what this is an afkanina. Ain't of it late. A person that puts on Rabbeinu Tam. Doesn't matter, you're not making a bracha. Don't speak between me. Don't do anything. Between Yad and Shalraish. Don't do anything because we want it together. Chalamayim. Nobody makes a bracha. I don't put tefillin on Chalamayim. I think those that do, I'm pretty sure they don't make a bracha on Chalamayim. We don't make a bracha, I think, on Chalamayim. I'm sure. We don't make a bracha on tefillin on Chalamayim. Since we don't make a bracha on tefillin on Chalamayim, but I can think to myself, fine, so I'll put on the Yad, right? I'll stop in between. I'll have a coffee. I'll do this. Nay, we want it together. We want it to be the Yad. In the Rosh together, no hefsekis. So the Rosh, he was so nervous about this hefsek that he says, "What are you doing, wrapping all that? That's extra. You're done with the mitzvah, really. That's extra. It's nice. It's sheikite." The Arizal said, "There's grace in none of them. About 100%, but that's not the yikur mitzvah." So the Rosh says, "Yafa is the minig that I quickly put on my shel yad, and then right away I put on my shel Rosh." Now listen closely, Abay Sai. You know who paskins like this? Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like this also. You say, "Should I shock everyone in this room? Everyone's the guy Rav Moshe Feinstein used to put on his tefillin like this, right? Nobody else in this room does. Okay, maybe a couple, but nobody does. We don't do that. It's not our minute. Why? Whoops, shot. I go, but you'll see in one case that we do. That's why I'm saying it. But why is it that we don't do this? Because we know we consider this to be a chaylik of the mitzvah. We don't look at it as a hefsek between the yad and shel roish. But we are not going to go and do the krichas, the gimel krichas, which Agav the Shlosh says is negev kaddish. You're putting on three tabois kedushin, and that's why you say there's sicha v'loilam. That's why you're making an erusin with the rebbeinu shloilam. Half the levels the tutsa. Oh, but it's not enough. I'll go upon him to put it on between my shel yad and my shel roish. So our minig is we put it on like we put on the zayin krichas, and then we put on the shel roish. However, the maimer amuzger. There's one case where even we are going to do it like that. Now that we realize that's the quote unquote Iker HaDeir, that's the most Iker HaDin Dikashita. So when do we do this? Let's say you come into shul and you came a few minutes late, and now you hear they're about to start a kaddish, right? Or it could be a kaddish from a previous davening or something, or a barchu or something. Now we know you can't talk in between yad and shel roish. And if you did, it's going to problems with brachas and a bayah. You lost your bracha. You have to make another bracha. Again, it's a bayah. I'm not getting into that today, Rabbi Yitzhak. So now, says the Mishabura, this is what you do. You quickly come in, you say this thing. Oh, it's starting kaddish. I can get a main yeshme rabba. If I get a main yeshme rabba, I can change my whole life. Right? I can change everything in the world. So I have to get this main yeshme rabba. So he comes in the shul. I got a mishabe my leg. I got a mishabe my leg. He's all confused. The best thing is, he should have started. He shouldn't have started. But sometimes, he has such a chavivis. He saw the tefillin. He gave mishige. I got to put on the tefillin. And he already doesn't even realize that he put on the tefillin. But then there's a kaddish, and I need to have a kaddish. He doesn't know what to do. So what does he do? He has to right away, he says, he's going to be with all the kabbalas in the world. Then he wraps two. Then he quickly puts on the shel roish. And then he makes the bracha on the shel roish. And now he'll be zeichah to be able to say, I'm in the Hashem Eidah, the Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. Because that's what we do. That's the lach. Mishabur brings it that lach. Number one. Number two. Let me get to the shel roish. How do we put on the shel roish? Again, I think we know how to put on the shel roish. But again, we don't make the bracha. Agav, in between, as much as he wants to give tzedakah, somebody comes around, he can't even give tzedakah. He wants to ask the melech shokol beis yisrael. I said, is he just standing there? He's standing there. So Rabbi Yashar said, he should know. I said, he doesn't know. How are you going to turn away a yid? He wants tzedakah. He wants a smile, something. So I said to me, no, smile as you're putting up your hands. You can't even give tzedakah between the yad and rosh. Here's a maisa, a yid, his hands are being tied. I want to give that to the guy. I can't. No, you can't. Right? Then right after we tell him, listen, Hezekiah, I'm sorry. I was putting on my tefillin. We'll see in a minute if you're allowed to talk in tefillin. I know the other thinking. Good. Right away now, he puts on the shel roish. How does he make the bracha again? I don't realize it's the same idea. Oiver lasi also. Nah, sometimes you see the person is like flying down from Shemayim door, and maybe he holds kmutu kemisha hunchadami loydesh. You put it on. That's a havamina in the hilchus ketanis. He puts it on like this. He puts the tefillin on. He doesn't tighten that. Now he makes the bracha, and then he tightens. Don't say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchut. I know you're thinking I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. I know you're not going to be able to control yourselves. I have to say Baruch Shem. Wait a second. And then afterward, because Havadi had to make the bracha chal. Otherwise, it's a hefsek between the bracha and the tefillin. Just relax. We're going to let you say Baruch Shem. We're going to let you say Kavanis. You're going to be able to kiss it. Don't worry. Now you put the tefillin on, you tighten the tefillin, then you say Baruch Shem. I say, wee-wee. But you forgot one thing. Where do you put the tefillin? No? Where do you put the tefillin shel roish on? Where's the makom of the tefillin shel roish? Okay, so we have two gemaras. The gemara of Nachzul brought down the halacha shenatz in the chav zayis. Test the Jews like we spoke about. Yeah, that's her. He puts on his tefillin shel roish. Where's the makim? Chazal tell us two different things. One thing Chazal tell us is in the makim kot kodi. Right, the kot kodi. And the Chazal tells us what's that kot kodi? The makim also shapinuk roishif. That the cup of the tefillin is a little bit. I think it's called the fontanel. No, the fontanel. Yeah. A little bit, the soft spot in the cup over here. But Chazal also tells us it's also in the makim of the goyvishal roish. So which is it? Is it the goyvishal roish, which is the hairline as we call it, or is it the fontanel, or is it this? So the Rosh says, don't worry. Don't worry, I'll tell you exactly where it is. It's both. This is the front, the hairline. This is the back, the fontanel, the back of the fontanel, the back of the mukim where it gets soft. That's the mukim of your tefillin, shadrash. I say, now, the maisa, let's go one by one. If it's a little bit over, forward, this way. It's mundach in the kiss. You have to be so careful with this. Kai mentioned the maimra musger. We're not going to talk about chatzitzes today. Chatzitzes is one of the things that block the tefillin and is dangerous for chatzitzes. If it's normal to have, then it's not. But there's one chatzitze which I have to mention. In Eretz Yisrael, I don't know, in some in England also, we are the Yidden, we're the Heilige Yidden, we have chesed and chesed and chesed. So everything's a gemach. I come from everything's a gemach. You know, even if they're selling it, it's still called the gemach. I don't know why, but that's it. Everything's a gemach. Right? Gemach, gemach. There's a new gemach that I just found out about. It's a new gemach. It's called the hair gemach. What's up, the hair gemach? Hair gemach. What's the hair gemach? No hair. The hair, I say. Some people, they have hair, I say, you know, sometimes, me, cows. I got a hair like this. But the pants don't, I say. Right? Sometimes the person, he's losing it over here. Right? Now, don't feel bad if you're losing it over here, because today I saw in the Moon Catcher, he's discussing where you put tefillin on if you have what's called a glatt cup. Look at what's a glatt cup? What's a glatt cup? I had to work years and years in yeshiva to be called a glatt cup, and still nothing, right? But what's a glatt cup? I think he's talking about a man, he's balding. And the Moon Catcher says, this man who's a glatt cup, where does he put his tefillin? So he says, like we all know, where the hairline, where there used to be hair, Ayin in the Ben Chayim, Pashas Chayim, Sarin, Aleph. He also says this, where it's right to have hair, where it used to have been, if you're a little bit misuffic, so put it up a little bit higher, because this way you have more leeway, as we know. Fine. So this glatt cup, sometimes he says things like, look, a glatt cup, a hair, you know? I want to have hair. I want to have some hair. So what does he do? He has a hair gemach. He borrows the hair from over here, and he does like this. Anybody knows what I'm talking about? He takes the hair, he borrows. He's a gemach, right? And he borrows the hair. And it also says, they have such things. They put the hair in them, and they use it like this. Oy vey, that Rabbi Yisai, doch an emes chatzitze. That's an emes chatzitze, Rabbi Yisai. Because it's not the normal way of the hair. A person has longer hair, it's not so thrilled with this person. But at least let's put it down. No, that's the normal way the hair grows down. You put it down, and then that's okay. But if you're borrowing the hair from over there, and it's supposed to be dark, and that's it, right? And you put it, darn, because this kid, that's already a problem of a chatzitza. My monster. So where's this? Where is this tefillin? Where does the tefillin go on the roish? So we see already, slowly, we see already that it has to be at least in front of the hairline if you're specific, push backwards. Now, I'm going to tell you a problem. Sometimes you're going to go and want to be mezakayi, and you're going to tell him, say better to put the tefillin a little bit further, sir, because you're not being good, and because it's better, I say. Right? Sure. But then what's going to happen? So he goes, okay, sure, I want to be better. He pulls it down this way. There's a mokim in the back also. Connected, the ponim, the Gemara says. And the Mishabu says that the tefillin is in the oirif. The oirif means the neck. Now we'll see where exactly they put the tefillin in a moment. But usually the yizin doesn't go and start changing that, especially if he has those scary knots in the back, not the regular, you know, the four. He has the dalid, and that you can't change because his mamji has a matzah in us. So he just goes, no problem. And he pushes it back, and you see the tefillin somewhere written in the back. Alright? I can't be more clear about this. You have to change it, you have to make it smaller. Where does the tefillin go in the back? Again, I'm going to shock the argument, but what can I do? It doesn't go in that hole. It doesn't go in that hole. Now I'll talk to you a little bit if you have my kind of head in a moment, but it doesn't go in that little hole. It has to go on the bone. On the bone, the Mishtabura, all I looked and looked. Is there anybody who says in the hole? I think when we were little, they told us in the hole, but it's not true. It's so much more comfortable in the hole, right? I know what's going on here. And sometimes also after a while, I'm at the haircut and dust, so then the nail goes into the hole. Now, your yoytse. Your yoytse, Rabbi Yisai, Mishtabura says, if it's in the hole, if it goes further down, if you're not in the oiris, you're in the neck, then you're talking about yoytse. Sometimes you see this person, he sees it, Mamish sees it, I don't know what I'm talking about. But Uncle Panamit, the best place is on that bone. Now, you have to know, sometimes you have to know, the muscle in my head, don't go, I can't make it tight, right? know, maybe it's because of the muscles later. But I can't make it tight. And because of that, I have no choice. So I asked this, my own personal, again, my own personal question, I asked this in the Melech Shekhovei, so I brought him my tefillin. I showed him, okay, it goes like this. My own personal head, right? So he said, no, so you have no choice. You have to put it over there. I need the bone to wedge. I need it, fine, but again, I'm just showing you, for example, the chachila, the best place is on the bone, number one. Number two, the mirror controversy. Should we talk about this? You have to look in the mirror. Nish, I tell you like this, the Divrei Chaim, the times of the, he has fire about this. What are you looking in the mirror for? You say this, Nishkizan, you have Baba Zin, nobody looked in the mirror. We'll talk about the ladies in a moment. I talk about the ladies right now. The ladies right now, Shulchan Aruch and Simen Damit Ches. Shulchan Aruch and Simen Damit Ches. You know how much Kedusha? I'll come back. Somebody has to remind me about the mirrors in a moment. About how much Kedusha we have to have in this mitzvah tefillin? You know what we lost in order to maintain the Kedusha tefillin? We used to have a halakha and mitzvah that we would do all day long. Says the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Damit Zayin. And says, Aleph, mitzvah tefillin, kol hayom, all day long. And if you look in the Gemara, brachas and davening gimel, the shenkait zok the girl of Naharda. They used to walk into a suda, they were wearing the tefillin, they went to work, they were wearing the tefillin. The Gemara, brachas and davening gimel, they were wearing the tefillin, they didn't go down on this without wearing the tefillin. They wore it all day long. So what happens? How come we're not wearing it? Doesn't the Torah tell us, the Shulchan Aruch tell us, the mitzvah tefillin is to wear it all day long? But the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah say, what can we do? We have to maintain the kedusha of tefillin. And that's so important to us, the Hesach Hadas, the kedusha of the tefillin. We have to have the guf naki, and we don't have that guf naki, so we lost this mitzvah, you caught it. And we only have it nebuch during an hour or something a day. That's all we're going to have. Because we don't have the guf naki, number one. Number two, everyone knows the Mishnah. You ever wonder this, child? The Mishnah says, what point is a child chayiv in tefillin? And the Mishnah tells us, they add that he's able to be shomer his guf. And the Shulchan Aruch brings this down, simin lamed ches. So why is it that we know? Ay, the Ramah says, only by mitzvah. Why is that the Mishbura? Listen, children, we can't trust, we can't this. Even if he tells us he has a guf naki, we can't take a chance. And the Meila, we don't let him do the mitzvah of tefillin until he's a bar mitzvah. All over, we find this. When it comes to being done in a Hesach Hadas, the Mishabura tells us there's a shita, the Shu'as Yankiv, the Chayotim, they say Hesach Hadas and Tefillin to maintain the Kedusha of Tefillin. Might be a Shal Deraisa. Now, the Mishabura's shita is not that you have to be constantly thinking constantly about Tefillin. Not constantly. What does it mean that you have to have, you can't have Hesach Hadas? It means you can't have a late sonus. No jokes! I once saw Bacher, I never do this again. I saw him, he's smiling, making a joke, something, until I went over to his head, I took off his Tefillin. So he said to me, Rebbe, gosh, you have to make another bracha. Right? You have to make another bracha. I told him, I think 100% yes. Right? Why? Because you did a late sonnes in your tefillin. Who wants to argue? I mean, Shagatari says like me. Who wants to argue? You did a late sonnes in your tefillin, so that's a hefsek in the kedusha of your tefillin. You have no right to be doing that. Plus, Kalis took them off. But you have to make another bracha. Let's see. Who wants to argue on that, Rabbi Yisrael? I don't think you could. To make a joke in tefillin is a shayla deraisa. Not a shayla deraisa, Rabbi Yisrael. To talk business in tefillin, to talk stam in tefillin, mu. The kitzur says, better not to talk in tefillin. Kitzur says, it's the midas chasidus to not talk in tefillin. Or we can't say it's usher. We can't say it's usher to talk in your tefillin today. The son is in tefillin, chas v'chalila. That's a lot of, somebody asked me, is it a good shayla? He said to me, he's fine. He has an hugger. He did a b'li neder, that he's not going to talk in tefillin. His father comes over, he asks some questions, you see sometimes his father gets bothered, and he wants to... I told him, if your father doesn't accept this, as a father, the Mishkol Chasidis, what's the Shayla Bichlal? The Shayla of Kibra Vahim Daraisa, or the Milo of not talking in film? Your father wants to joke around with you, what can you do? You're not allowed to do an Aveira if your father has to do an Aveira. But that's already, if he has this at home and his father's not accepting it, so what can we do? Kibra Vahim takes precedence. What can we do? Azay. You know, the different Shaylas like this, Abba Isaac. I'll give you an example, Abba Isaac. No, we said we gave the example of business. You're not that business. But I saw them at Siv. And Siv says, don't get carried away. He gets so carried away, he's thinking about nothing but guilt and this. He's not thinking about the rebate, he's not thinking about anything. It's not so push it. And what if you have kas? I saw once in the Ben Ish Chai, kas and tefillin. That's about it, that's a hesach hadas from the tefillin. You might not have to be thinking about your tefillin the entire time, but to be angry in tefillin, kas v'shalom, that you're not allowed to do. What about having a coffee in your tefillin? So, the place can tell us, again, we're trying to talk about maintaining the Kedusha and the status of tefillin. So there's a Gevaldik and Gemara in Brachas, what the beauty of Klal Yisrael looked like. They used to wear tefillin every single Makim. Heaven Ezra says, Ravid that went to Koilel, he doesn't need the tefillin. You go to work, you need the tefillin. That fellow needed the tefillin. And you see the beauty of this, and my brother says, he comes into a Suda Kavua, a Ranks Suda, takes off his tefillin at the door, by the head, by the, you know, by the coat check, but he's still in a coat check. He would hang the tefillin, he would leave the tefillin over there, and then he would come back after, he'd put back on his tefillin. That, says the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Mem, is a sudas keva. A sudas keva, a person might get carried away, he might get shikar, no tefillin. Mashenkin a sudas arai, and Mishvur says, what's a sudas arai? A coffee, a Danish under a beya, me ikr hadin is mut. Sefer used to have a coffee in tefillin. Now, the Mishabura brings a Shulchan Shlema, a Katman. Shulchan Shlema was Rabbi Nir 300 years ago. And he brings down that the Shulchan Shlema said, maybe that was only in their time when they used to wear tefillin all day long. But us, then, we only wear tefillin during davening and krishma, so that maybe we shouldn't do that. But Manasseh, Abai said, Manasseh, the Shulchan Aruch is mefirsh not like that. Because the Shulchan Aruch said that nowadays is the minute. That what? That we don't wear tefillin all day long. Yet the same Shulchan Aruch in Siman Mem says explicit that even though we don't wear tefillin all day long, but you're allowed to have a sudas arai in your tefillin. So meikratin, it's mutter to hergish. He has a kedusha, a hergish. The tefillin doesn't want to, but you have to know if he was going to have a little learning after the davening and he was going to wear his tefillin and get a little bit more of the mitzvah. So then maybe he should be saying mechal b'chasim sefer. I'm not sure. Maybe he should have a coffee in his tefillin. Why am I bringing this all down? If I said, ah yes, the lady. What about her? She also lost the mitzvah of tefillin. She also lost the mitzvah of tefillin. It's more than shugayim in the belt. I was a few months ago. I was by the Kaisel, and I was with the Bacher, and the Bacher says, Rebbe, look at that! Right? And we're both looking, a sight that we can't imagine. There's a woman wearing tefillin. Right? I tell you, my own eyes, she's wearing tefillin, she's trying to get into the men's section, very, very dangerous. Your Shalmi fellows don't want to allow it. So we're walking, so I'm looking this, we're both looking. Right? And she screams out, it's Mefarish in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to put on tefillin. She says, Mefarish in Shulchan Aruch. I turned to the Bacher, I said, I have a demon's close. She's an androgynous or a tum tum. Why are you laughing? I'm Milan Mitzchus. I'm laughing. The Mishabura and Simid Lamit Ches. Zokin Mishabura are coming off the Shulchan Aruch. Nashim don't wear tefillin. Zokin will make a macha. If you see her wearing tefillin, she doesn't have buchnoki. With them, you have to maintain the kedusha of tefillin, Rabbi Isai. You have to maintain the kedusha. So she's telling me that the Shulchan Aruch tells her she can wear tefillin. Then she's a tum tum androgynous. Rachmada Litzlon. Shut. So this Rabbi Isai, now we understand a little bit of the kedusha of tefillin. Can we go back to the mirror, Rabbi Isai? Now we know a little bit to maintaining the kedusha of tefillin. Maimar Muzger, when we talk about maintaining the kedusha of tefillin, to be mafiach, to pass gas in tefillin, is this a Mishabruz Mashman one place, Shagatari is the first derisa. Mamish in Isser Gomer, if Mamish in Isser Gomer, I'm afraid to say it, I think it's Borah. And our Chashulchan says it, L'chayr, if you have to cast gas, L'chayr, gas to remove the tefillin and make another broth. L'chayr. Anybody who would like to argue, please, I don't know. I do know, but I don't know what to say. The Maisa, if he has to pass, he has to see with the tefillin. If he goes into a mukim to be excused, if he has to go for the Gedolim Zichur, he has to make another bracha. Even for Ketanim, even though the Mishabura says not, but once you go into our bathrooms, and our bathrooms are the kindness that have soya and whatnot, and that's a steer to the tefillin, there's a good mukim to be makel, to make, I don't know what you want to call it, cooler, not, but he would make another bracha, but certainly to pass gas. And Rishon Zaman says, so strong. Rishon, I heard this from a Shmuel Orbach, I'm afraid to say it, I will say it. Rav Shlomo Zalman once said that it's so, you know, we know, tefillin fall on the floor, you fast, that's the minute, what can we do? If a person's shach, yes, that's the shayla, but, you know, not in the bag you don't have to fast, you should just give tzedakah. Upper, we know that if your tefillin fall on the floor, we fast, the minute. Zok Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you pass gas in the tefillin, zichur you have to fast. That's worse. It's much worse. That's not there. It has chadas. Again, why are you wearing tefillin and you're davening? You don't have to think every single second. You don't have to touch every single second. You don't have to. Why? Because the nafs of the mishabruin, you've got them in sitting in kafkas, you've got them base, that the essence fact that he's wearing is tefillin, it's on his das. He's not doing something austere to that. He's not doing something of late sunness and the lack of Yerushalayim. Mishabruin also proves this. You're allowed to fall asleep for a few seconds in your tefillin. Really shouldn't. The place can say, if you see somebody mamish sleeping, you should wake them up. If he's a little bit awry, don't wake him up. But what is this? Why is it that if he has a tiny shlof, his head is bopping down like this? So why is it that that's not auster? The person say, according to Shagatai, it is. It is. He's not thinking about his tefillin. The Tarek says, again, because it's not late sunness. It's not tzchoik. It's not kalus roish. That's why, in such a case, the person is not considered a hesed hadas on his tefillin. Baruch Uponim Afocha is a very serious problem. We go back to the tefillin of Shavuos. Can I use a mirror? Not a mirror. So the Divrei Chaim, does is minig bayris, does is a nalishkeit. Your Zaydis didn't use a mirror. What do you need a mirror for? And then he writes something which is very, very hard to understand. Zot the Divrei Chaim, zot the Oit. Yesh makim shibaroish. There's makim in the head, like we see by David HaMelech. The name is David. The Gemara Rabbi Dezor tells us. Where did he put the keser? The Gemara Rabbi Dezor. Dachman Dalev, I think. Where did he put the crown? You have to have the crown. You have to have the tefillin. So where did he put the Gemara? Makim on the head, enough, big enough on your head to fit two tefillins. So he says, you see, did you put two tefillins on the head? Like it's like, what do you need a mirror for? So it's not exactly bupla. What's an afkamina? There's a makim for two tefillins. Now this is very hard. The Gemara already understands. The Graz says explicit. The Shulchan Aruch Kimat says explicit. The Rush is mefurish. Now, what does it mean, mocking shibarish for two tefillins? It means width ways is not mocking for two tefillins. It means length ways, as we saw, from here to here. And they used to have small tefillin, like we saw. So they could put this way. Mashink in the grass is asked to be put block in the middle when it comes to tefillin shibarish, because you have to have the haya on one side and the haya and shema on the other side. You have to have the parshish exactly put block in the middle. And therefore, it's hard to understand the vichayim of the vichayim, for the vichayim. And the Satan Rebbe, Zachayim Levelcha, and Simon Dalit has a 10-page shtickle to explain it. And he proves from Rishayim that that's what they talk about in the embassies. If you look inside the Rechayim, I don't even think the Rechayim means that that's their kashita. He just means, no, you have hands, kanayin hara, you can check your tefillin, you don't need a mirror, the Zaydis didn't have it. And if you're afraid, it's a little mashu off, is Rishayim anyways that learn the Gemara differently, no, but I don't tell you. The Satmar Rebbe, he ends that Shuvah and he writes these words. He says, our Zaydis didn't do it, and we don't do something they didn't do. It makes them look bad. Our Rebbes didn't do it. So I have to look at the Rebbes, which Rebbes do it. So the Emmy says, I saw an interesting thing. The Akhtarul, the Yisrael, he had two tefillin mirrors. One for tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam, and one for Rashi. I don't understand it. I'm not coming to understand it. But at least I have it ready from the Rebbe that Shem Gahat. He had a tefillin, he had a mirror. He had a mirror. Lemaisa, the Sita Eliezer has a screaming truth against it. What do you need it for? Ask your friend, ask this. I saw by Rav Melech, Shalkol Beis Yisrael, I saw Rav Yasha, so he lived in August. Sometimes I saw him take the tzedakah box, the silver tzedakah box, and I saw him look. Right? Now that's about the number mirror. All you're able to basically see is the tefillin, right? That's all it. But lately, in the recent years, you know, maybe it's because it's harder for the melech to see. I don't know. I see as a mirror, and he looks. No, I already have ages from the Satmar Rebbe that if you see your Rebbes looking in a mirror, so then it's mother. Everybody has to go with his own Rebbes. What your Rebbes do? Some do, some don't. There's different minhagei Yisrael in this. Me personally, we already talked about my head problems. What can I do, Rabbi Yisrael? If I don't use a mirror, so then the children darten, one's by the ear, one's by darten, each one, people have to know. But again, the issue is you have to go with your Rebbes on this. This is a qualistic shayla. No, a few more dekudas, Rabbi Yisrael. No, so my children are on my head now, Baruch Hashem. Agav, the El Gedabra brought in the Mishnah Berurah. People always want to know, you know, it's about Turim in this week's Parsha. Vaya Akiv. Akiv, what are the mitzvahs that are Akiv? They're on the floor. So the Balaturim is up. What are the mitzvahs on the floor? Sometimes tzitzis, sometimes tefillin. It's terrible. He's screaming. Don't let your tzitzis on the floor. Don't let your tefillin on the floor. But I will tell you in the Chama, Zok the El Gedabra brought in the Mishnah Berurah. If your tefillin straps go on the floor, you don't have to fast. Shaita the side. You don't have to fast. Okay. Vice versa, you want to know your tefillin straps, are they allowed to be on the floor? I don't think so, but you don't have to fast, Rabbi Yisai. You don't have to fast. And this is something we have to keep in mind to make sure the tefillin straps don't. Not so. So the frum, the tefillin shouldn't be on the floor. It's a double shot kedush. It's more important than tzitzis. It's much more important than tzitzis. And tzitzis is valued from the Gemara that the tzitzis is on the floor. But the tefillin straps cannot be on the floor. That's straight aloha, Rabbi Yisai. So, let me get invited. Ligabe. The tefillin being, you know, turned around and wet, that we know that the Iker Kepeda, we know this is the Gemara in White Cotton that tells us that Ravuna fasted for 40 days, the Mogen Avon brings it down, it's in Koches, that he fasted for 40 days when the tefillin strap was inverted. The tefillin strap turned inside out. So that Hanhaga, the Mogen Avon says, is only in the Iker Mokke Makshira, the Moshel over here. Right? But when the tefillin strap turned this way, so then that's not something one has to fast for, but the Mishnah Berurah brings out that it's a noi, and it's a shenkai, that about that person shouldn't allow for his tefillin strap to turn around. It's a noi. I once asked the Eliashiv, he wouldn't answer, so I asked the Gadol, how come Eliashiv doesn't get these new tefillin with the black on black? Those new tefillin with the black on black, that way you have none of the problems. You know, that way you know, first of all, there's a sheet of the Rambam, I'm not going into this now. Sheet of Rambam, maybe it should be black on black. And also, you don't have that problem when the tefillin will be inverted, it'll always be black. and other problems. He said, the regular Eliyahu does that. So then the next day, there's a psak that goes out to all of Klal Yisrael that you have to get black on black tefillin. As a meila, doesn't want his Yiddish geld. He's nervous for Yiddish geld. As I said, he doesn't do it. Okay, now but he's like, just end off. And when you pull down the sleeve, when do you pull down the sleeve again? We know that Ramah brings down the halacha. Ramah says that the tefillin shel roish have to be a little bit megula. They have to be open. The Arizal covered them, but the Magen Avraham says it wasn't a stira to have them open. They're covered a little bit by the talis, and they're showing also because the tefillin shel roish you're supposed to see. But when it comes to tefillin shel yad, so we know that what's the tefillin shel yad is hayal lechol ois. For you it's an ois. The loy lachayim ois. Not for all the people like the Gemara Menachas. That's very interesting. The Ramah. Kavzayin says that you don't have to worry about this. Doesn't matter if it's open, doesn't matter if it's closed. The Gemara's not machbid. That's a big pella because the Gemara is machbid. The Gemara brings down a whole maisa, and the Gemara seems to say that Avada, it's for you guys. Now the Mishnah already deals with this. The Pais can explain that the Gemara really lichatchila wants you to be machbid on this. The Mishnah passes like that. Lichatchila, you have to be machbid to cover. Lichol ois v'lo lachayim ois. But it's not machbid, as we see this Gemara with a meimer that he wasn't machbid because he had a machbid. Got some maisa. Over there. So, you do have to have a cover. But why do I say this? Because this brought out a huge world war, Rabbi Yitzhak. A big machlokes. Do you cover it? Now we can appreciate this. When do I cover the tefillin shel yad? Do I cover it right now, right before I put on my tefillin shel roish? So because of this, there were many poskim. They said, no, don't you dare do it then. That is to the Rav of Yerushalayim. He writes, don't go and cover your tefillin. You should cover it. But you should cover it afterward. Don't cover it right now because that's a hefset since you don't really need to do it. I mean, the Rosh didn't even want to do the Zayin Karichas. He didn't even want to do this. You're going to go cover it something that you don't have to do, Me'ikra, I did. The Maisa, the guy of Maisha, he says, what can I do? I see that people do it. I see the Minigis, yes. Now, we can understand it's not Mamisha hefset because there isn't in you to have it covered. We can understand. I tell you one thing I don't like, though, is sometimes you cover the shirt and you cover it with the jacket. Now that, if you cover it for the jacket because you think you're for covered for tefillah, which is very nice, it's a beautiful name to cover yourself with a jacket. Some people do, some people don't. Fine. But it has nothing to do with the tefillah, Rabbi Yisai. That already, I think, Pashit, you're not allowed to do at this point. I'll give you another example, Rabbi Yisai. You have to kiss the tefillin. Yoy for the Chomes Beyah. Remember, we're kissing the tefillin as they're going. So the Goyim of Moshe has a whole shayla too. When you kiss the tefillin, Avad is tefillin shel yad. I kiss, I put on, Avad. But the tefillin shel roish, what am I going to do? It takes less than a nanosecond to kiss it on the way up to my roish. But that's a hefsek. So the we're praising that I'm not good, not to. They said, don't do it. The Goyim of Moshe says, okay, dude, you're taking tefillin, how can I kiss tefillin? What are you going to do? You can't stop a yid from kissing tefillin. Maybe that's called tzayich, maybe this, maybe it's so small. That's not called a hefsek. And the maisa, that's, we know, the minigis, most people I think do, they can't stop themselves from kissing the tefillin on the way up. They know what they're about to be zoichin. So, the maisa, yesh, alma, lismach. But again, the pulling down of the sleeve, that I think, one has to be machmir. The chayyur one has to be machmir. We'll end with what we see in the Medrash. Atim atveikim Hashem lekeichem. Chazal tell us the different types of mitzvahs. There are some mitzvahs, it's like doimer to a person who's drowning in a sea. The fellow's drowning in the sea and he needs his mitzvahs. He must have his mitzvahs. So Chazal tell us, what is that? We throw you the rope, you hold on to the rope, and that'll give you the ability to get through the day. The rope is like the mitzvahs. But what do we see from over here? There are certain mitzvahs that we have once a year. That's the rope, we're drowning. We need lulav once a year, we're drowning. We need sukkah once a year, we need this. But then there's some mitzvahs we need every single day. Without that mitzvah, we drown. If we don't have our constant chizik, I'm going into the world. Parnasa comes from the very Eilam. My mitzvahness are your mitzvahness, Rebbe Shalom. My moyach is with your Rebbe Shalom. That's what we say, that type of a mitzvah. And now we understand, we end there. Why Eirisin? Why Eirisin? We should make nesuin. Because that ava that a person has in an Eirisin says the Shalom Kaddish when he's writing to his children. That ava, at the beginning, right before he has this anticipation of Agansa, a life of this, he sees all the simcha ahead of him. We have to be Shalom that simcha, that Abba that we have in the Eris, in that Abba, the Rebbeinu Shalom should have to us, and now we thank him, it's a filling. We'll be Zaychat when Arichas Yomir.